Finally, Friday! Hello, and welcome to Finally Friday, our weekly dose of favorite musical memories, coming to you from Cape Town, the mother city of South Africa. I'm Neil Hendrikse, and Finally Friday is where we wave the working week goodbye and usher in that essential break of relative tranquility, the wonderful weekend. Thanks for tuning in to PCJ Radio. Let's get started with this one, which always makes me feel kind of like I'm feeling right now, walking on sunshine, especially for Chris Marie Kotzia here in Bloemfontein, in the Free State province of South Africa, by Katrina and the Waves. Kick back, chill out, it's finally Friday. Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine, released in 1983 in Canada, but only enjoying international chart success 2 years later in 1985, opening today's show. You're listening to Finally Friday on PCJ Radio, part of the PCJ Media Network. with me, Neil Hendrikse, here in Cape Town, South Africa. In today's show, as always, more music, and later we'll be catching a World Cup wake-up. But before that, let's take in another few Finally Friday favorites. And if you'd like to hear some of your favorite songs in the show, just mail me. I'll be giving out my email address on the other side of these two. And after walking on sunshine, I think it's time now for some frozen orange juice. And then No Mercy.
Frozen orange juice on this fantastic day. We'll walk the sunny hills of Madrid, laughing all the way. And if you feel you want to run down a ravine, a place that no one else has ever seen before. Pick a flower from the road and place it in your heart. We will hold our breath together. We shall never part. You rescue me, I rescue you. You rescue me, I rescue you. Yes, I do, and you'll be the song. Ah, la 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 la.
for you, baby. You gotta stop this heartbreak deep inside. You gotta help me make it through the night. Save me. Come back and save me.
No Mercy's popular worldwide hit from 1996, Where Do You Go?, preceded by Peter Sarsted's Frozen Orange Juice from 1969, that one for Peter Stewart in Copenhagen in Denmark. Before we take in another four Finally Friday favorites, to contact me, mail neilhen@talcomsa.net, that's N-E-I-L-H-E-N at talcomsa.net, Talcom spelled T-E-L-K-O-M, or you can mail finallyfriday@talcomsa.net. You're more than welcome to mail me your comments or requests. In fact, please do. For those of you who have been regular Finally Friday listeners over the last year or so, you'll know this, but for those perhaps listening to the show for the first time, the music on Finally Friday is all about what you want to hear. So mail away, it'll be great to hear from you. And of course, you can also contact me via the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can join the Finally Friday Facebook group, which is called just that, Finally Friday. Search for the group and click on join. It's as simple as that. Next up, more music, four very different types of songs, starting with this pop classic from 1973 by Tony Orlando and Dawn for Steve Kopka in Alberta, Canada. Tie yellow ribbon round the old oak tree.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do if you still want me. If you still want me. Well, tie yellow ribbons around the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon around the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around driver, please look for me, 'cause I couldn't bear to see what I might see. I'm really still in prison in my lovely home key. A simple yellow ribbon is what I need, set me free. I wrote and told her please. Oh, tie yellow ribbon around the old.
Memories to Neil at Finally Friday via the BCJ Media website.
Ooh, yeah. Hey. paradise. He said, seek ye shall find. I've been with you through all time.
In the thirsting I will quench you with my love. And in your hunger I will feed you with my word. And all I ask of you is that you love as I do. My love, from a sinful life I'll cleanse you in my love, for creation bears a witness of my love. You know that you should know it's not for the world to
try your love.
The only love that can bring peace in. So won't you try, try your love. Has made me change my ways from wrong to right. Please, Father, please, this world we live is fallen. Deliver us from all this evil and pain. God bless the heart that loves unto his brother, praising out your name.
And he said, be not afraid. To believe I will say.
And if you're thirsty, I will quench you with my love. And if you're hungry, I will feed you with my word.
Meeting commands, the time of our lives.
listening to Finally Friday on PCJ Radio.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away. Look away, Dixieland.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Away, away, in Dixieland.
Take my stand to live. Dixieland, where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
King himself, Elvis Presley, with that classic song, An American Trilogy, from the 1973 international satellite telecast of Elvis Presley, Aloha from Hawaii, requested by Zelda Ivens-Faraz in Muswell Brook in Australia, dedicated to the memory of her mother, Gloria, who was born in Springs on the Rand in 1936 and passed away in 2007. And that goosebump making memory is, of course, a medley of three 19th century songs. The minstrel song Dixie, the unofficial anthem of the old Confederacy in the U.S., All My Trials, a Bahamian lullaby with African roots, and the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the Union Army marching song from the American Civil War. Opening that batch of songs for Steve Kopke in Alberta, Canada, Tony Orlando's Dawn, with their 1973 worldwide smash hit Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree, with Third World after that for Paul Halverson here in Pinelands in the Cape, with their 1982 recording Try Jah Love. And then from the 2003 Atomic Kitten album, Ladies' Night, a song which was particularly big in Australia, Be With You. Now a brief diversion from the music as we catch a World Cup wake-up. As everyone knows, the FIFA 2010 Football World Cup is soon going to be taking place right here in South Africa. And it would probably be amiss of me not to have some sort of mention of this bonanza sporting event, the biggest in the world, in fact. And I'm a really big football fan, and although South Africa has hosted the IRB Rugby World Cup, which was back in 1995 when South Africa won the William Webb Ellis Trophy at their first attempt, and the following year hosted the FIFA African Cup of Nations, again winning at our first attempt in that competition, as well as the ICC Cricket World Cup a few years back, this one, the FIFA World Cup, is by far the biggest sporting spectacle to ever hit South African shores, and I can't wait for the tournament to kick off. So what I'm going to be doing over the next few weeks is looking back at the past World Cups. From the inaugural tournament of 1930 right up to the last World Cup, held 4 years ago in 2006 in Germany. The first tournament held in the reunited Germany, as it were. To recall which countries hosted previous tournaments and which country finished as triumphant world champions of each tournament. Today we'll look very briefly at the first three tournaments held before the outbreak of World War II and the next three after the end of those hostilities. The first World Cup was held in Uruguay in 1930, as I said earlier, where 13 participating nations with a host nation, favourites Uruguay, ending up predictably as winners, beating Argentina 4-2 in the final, held in Montevideo. 4 years later, the cup moved to the then Mussolini-controlled fascist Italy, and again the host nation ended up as winners, the Italians beating Czechoslovakia 2-1 in the final in Rome. And then in 1938, the Italians were again victorious, winning those finals, hosted by France, by beating the Hungarians 4-2 in the final in Paris. The outbreak of the Second World War put pay to FIFA's Football World Cup until 1950, when the next tournament took place in the emerging football powerhouse, Brazil. But in the final match of the tournament, the Brazilians were defeated 2-1 by the first winners of the Jules Rimet Trophy, Uruguay, in front of 205,000 spectators at the Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro. In 1954, the FIFA tournament moved to Switzerland, with the great Hungarian side of the early 50s hot favourites to take their first World Cup. And they did indeed make the final, but only to be defeated by the West Germans by 3-2 in Bern. So on to 1958 and off to Sweden. In the first World Cup in which the great Pelé took place as a 17-year-old, the Brazilians got their first taste of world football domination, beating the host Sweden 5-2 in the final played in Stockholm. So by the end of the 50s, 6 World Cup tournaments had taken place, with Uruguay and Italy both champions on 2 occasions, Uruguay taking the very first FIFA World Cup, and the first tournament held after the end of World War II in 1950, Italy the 2 back-to-back titles in 1934 and 1938, with both West Germany and Brazil each with 1 triumph. Next week, we'll look back briefly at the World Cup tournaments of the 1960s and 70s as we turn back the World Cup clock and once again catch a World Cup wake-up here on Finally Friday on DCJ Radio. Back to the music now with another request received via the Finally Friday Facebook group, where there are over 500 members with the ages of the members traversing the years, ranging up into the 60s. But this one comes from Stella in Bradford, England, who at 11 years old, I think is the youngest Finally Friday Facebook group member. And Stella has requested an absolute classic number, the title track from the Eagles' 1975 album. A great choice indeed, Stella. Hotel California.
Rising up through the air, up ahead in the dark. said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember,
is Finally Friday on BCJ Radio.
Oh, Finally Friday.
Finally Friday group on Facebook.
stars, the disguise is a must. When they go missing, they're gonna look for the van first. She whispers slowly, it'll be all right. I took some cash from my building society, and my monthly check came in just right. Have a message that Mrs. Park's daughter is missing. Meanwhile, the Carlisle turn off the M6 motorway, drinking coal black coffee, eating hot cupcakes. She stares at him with his beard unshaved, wonders at his power of staying away. He whispers slow, you did just fine. They shared the driving all through the night. She laughs, my mother would have lost her mind.
Great favourites there, kicked off by the Eagles, Hotel California for Stella in Bradford, England, followed by Barbados-born British pop soul singer Desiree, an artist requested by Max in Amsterdam in the Netherlands, with her 1998 big European hit release, Life, which went to number one in Austria, Italy, the Netherlands and Spain, and also obtained the dubious distinction that year in a UK poll, being voted the song with the worst ever pop lyrics. And then from the musical Hair, The Fifth Dimension, with Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, with Leo Sayer ending those four with Moonlighting, his UK number two from 1975. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to advertise on Finally Friday, contact me via email. I'm sure there's an option to suit your advertising requirements as well as your pocket. To close the show this week, a song requested by Mandy Rawlings here in Cape Town, South Africa. A song which has lyrics that always ring so very, very true. From 1989, a song which made the top 10 all over the world, including going to number one in the US on the Billboard Hot 100, as well as Canada and Australia, and also peaking at number two in the UK, by ex-Genesis guitarist Mike Rutherford's group, Mike and the Mechanics. Of course, it's The Living Years.
Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can be so
as well.
And the Mechanics supplying the last of the music on Finally Friday today with that great song of theirs from 1989, The Living Years. All that remains is for me to thank Derek here in the studio for always doing such a tremendous job with the sound, Dave for the MP3s, and most importantly, you for taking the time out to come chill out here with me on Finally Friday, broadcasting via the PCJ Media Network on PCJ Radio. Please keep sending those requests, the more the merrier, and if you haven't heard a request yet, hang in there. The chances are excellent that you'll hear it in a future edition of the show. Thanks again for your company today. Please take care of yourselves, have a great weekend and week ahead, and remember to join me again next week right here on PCJ Radio for Finally Friday. From me to you, peace, cheer and joy. Until next time, I'm Neil Hendrickser, saying cheers.
Coming up, Nash Holos with Paulette Macquarie.